African Voice News, your global link.
Government assures nation of citizens' safety amid escalating Middle East tensions. Zambians urged to brace themselves for high prices of commodities amid Iran-Israel war. And South Africa's long-serving former defense minister and former Robben Island prisoner dies. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Government, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, has assured the nation that no Zambian citizens have been reported injured or killed amid the escalating military activity in parts of the Middle East and Gulf region. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe provided an update on the evolving security situation, describing recent aerial and missile exchanges in several countries as fluid and subject to rapid change. Delivering his ministerial statement in the National Assembly today, Mr. Haimbe said government is closely monitoring developments through Zambia's diplomatic missions and multilateral channels, adding that an intensified interministerial coordination mechanism has been activated, bringing together officials from foreign affairs, defense, disaster management and security agencies to assess risks and strengthen contingency measures. All Zambian missions in the affected regions have been directed to update and confirm registers of nationals, maintain constant communication with Zambian communities, submit scenario-based coastal evacuation plans, and coordinate with relevant partners and host authorities to ensure preparedness should circumstances deteriorate further, said Mr. Haimbe. Mr. Haimbe said Zambian nationals are currently resident in several countries within the affected region, including those pursuing academic studies, professional work, and diplomatic service. He said, according to confirmed reports from Zambia's missions in Egypt, Israel, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, no verified cases of injury or loss of life involving Zambian citizens have been recorded. Mr. Haimbe, however, said some nationals have experienced temporary travel disruptions due to precautionary airspace closures and heightened security measures, and that missions on the ground are providing consular support and guidance to affected individuals. He also indicated that government is handling an urgent case involving a Zambian family of five residing in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, and that arrangements are underway through Zambia's mission in Cairo to facilitate their evacuation. Authorities are also working to confirm the whereabouts of a Zambian national believed to be in Iran, said Mr. Haimbe. Mr. Haimbe has urged citizens to remain vigilant, avoid military and government installations, follow local authority instructions, avoid non-essential travel, and maintain contact with the nearest Zambian mission as government continues to monitor developments and issue further guidance as necessary. He further assured the House that the safety and welfare of Zambian citizens abroad remains top priority and pledged to respond in a measured and coordinated manner should the security situation require further intervention.
Madam Speaker, in light of the evolving security situation above mentioned, government has activated an intensified interministerial coordination mechanism to comprehensively assess the situation and to review, refine, and strengthen contingency preparedness measures. This has brought together relevant ministries and agencies responsible for foreign affairs, defense, disaster management and security coordination, as well as heads of mission accredited to countries in the affected regions.
Opposition politician Kelvin Fubebwalia has advised political party presidents not to be swayed by online polls circulating on social media purporting to predict favorites for the 2026 general elections. Mr. Walia said such online polls can easily be bought and manipulated to favor certain individuals or political groupings. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Walia stated that there is a clear difference between what is reflected in online polls and the actual situation on the ground. He emphasized that elections are won at the ballot box and not on Facebook. Political party presidents must not be misled late by post on Facebook, as most voters in rural areas are not active on social media, said Mr. Walia. He added that Facebook posts largely capture views from urban-based users, while the majority of voters reside in rural areas where social media usage remains limited. Financial analyst Yusuf Dodia has warned that the recent surge in international oil prices is likely to trigger an increase in prices of essential commodities on the local market. Global oil prices have risen following reports that at least three ships were attacked near the Strait of Hormuz as Iran continues to launch strikes across the Middle East in response to ongoing attacks by the United States and Israel. Speaking in an interview with RCB News in Lusaka today, Mr. Dodia explained that fluctuations in international oil prices have a direct impact on local production costs, saying that energy is a key factor in determining the price of goods and services. A hike in international oil prices means the transportation cost of imported goods into Zambia will also increase, thereby affecting local pricing, said Mr. Dodia. He said that Zambia imports of its petroleum products, adding that increased fuel costs typically cascade through the economy via transport, production and import expenses, ultimately leading to higher prices for various commodities. Mr. Dodia has since urged Zambians to brace themselves for a possible rise in commodity prices in the coming weeks.
When the fuel prices go up, it means the cost of trucking goes up, and that means that the product price goes up in Zambia. But more significantly, that when fuel prices go up, they affect the local production. If you look at a product that is manufactured in Zambia, you find that the raw material comes from outside. There's a transport cost to bring the raw material to Zambia. Then when the product is manufactured, it then needs to be distributed to the markets within Zambia. Again, there are fuel charges that are impacting on the end price of that product.
Northern Province Minister Leonard Mbao has disclosed that key road networks in the province will be upgraded through the public-private partnership PPP model. Mr. Mbao said rehabilitation works on the Mbika-Kasama Road are expected to commence this year, adding that a PPP agreement is set to be signed between government and Egyptian investors. Speaking when he featured on the Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Mbao also revealed that the road network from Kasama connecting Mporokoso to Kaputa constituency will be worked on under the PPP arrangement. He explained that government has opted for the PPP model to avoid accumulating unsustainable debt that will negatively affect the economy in the long term. Government acknowledges that works have taken time to commence, but processes are being handled methodically to ensure everything is in order before projects begin, said Mr. Mbao. He noted that an improved road network is critical to unlocking Northern Province potential in tourism and economic development.